Welcome everyone to the Lecrello monthly call. On Monday 16 December at 23 UTC. On the call today we have on the Spanish channel Silvia Herline, Juan Manuel Rojas, Joana Farron Ferraz, Alberto Soto, Fatima Cambronero, Oscar Garcia, Raúl Bauer, Aida Noblia, Antonio Medina Gomez, Carlos Vera, and José Arce. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantilaxing. We also have Carlton Samuels, who is joining us. We have apologies from Leon Sanchez, Adrian Carballo, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Sergio Salinas Porto, Johnny Loreano, Javier José Palero, Eric Huesca, Alfredo López Hernández. We have from staff Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Susie Johnson, and myself, Julia Charvelin. And our interpreters today are Sabrina and Veronica. I would like to remind everyone to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes, and please also remember to speak loudly and clearly for the interpreter's sake. Thank you very much, and over to you, Sylvia.
This is Vanda speaking. Sylvia, I am also here in the call. Sylvia Helen later speaking. Thank you very much, Julia. So I would say that now Vanda Scartesini is participating, is one of the participants. I would like to thank you all for this participation, which is a numerous participation, after the meeting that we held in Buenos Aires and the marvelous experiences we had in our memories. So thank you very much for your participation today. Now I will give the floor to Fatima for her to introduce Joana Barón-Ferraz. She is the one in charge of the capacity building cycle. So Fatima, go ahead please, you have the floor. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. I would like to introduce our guest today. She is Joana Barón-Ferraz, and Joana is a researcher and coordinator of projects for the Center of Technology and Society, Information Society of Getúlio Vargas of Brazil. She's a very active member involved in governance and in internet processes from the academia point of view. She will speak about taking into account the meeting, the Brazil meeting, how can civil societies organize itself to participate in this process. So I would like to thank Joana for her participation. That is a great different time. So we thank her because she's not in Brazil right now. Please mute your phones and speakers so that we cannot interfere with her presentation. Thank you very much. Joana, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Silvia Helen Leito speaking. Joana, can you hear us? Silvia speaking. She can hear us, but we cannot hear her. Could the staff please, the staff help us with this? We cannot hear Joana. Joana speaking. Can you hear me? Sylvia speaking, yes, now we can hear you. Welcome and go ahead, please. Joana speaking. Thank you very much. It was my mic that was not working. So thank you very much for the invitation. It's a pleasure to participate with you and to share with you some ideas. I am here to speak about a meeting that will be held in Brazil, the global multi-stakeholder meeting on the internet governance, that it will be a worldwide conference that will be held in April next year. I was involved in the negotiations since the very beginning, so I think Fatima and Natalia call me because of that, and I would like to share with you part of the process, what are the critical points of this process and how we can contribute to it so as to assess and to evaluate this important and strategic conference or meeting and how things can be improved. I will speak about the background of the event. Up to the current status or situation, so that we can involve and participate, because as you know, there are many people getting involved in the organization process. So I think this will be a very important event that needs our attention. The meeting, the idea of the meeting appeared in this context. Vilma Rousset went to the UN General Assembly, and during her speech, she expressed strong ideas and views. And she reiterated the principles of internet governance that Brazil is trying to implement under the internet framework. And these are consolidated principles. And these are the principles of the Internet Steering Committee. So there was a critic against the surveillance and the procedures of all the countries that are considered to be friends, such as in the case of Brazil, when it comes to certain agencies such as Petrobras or oil agencies and organizations, apart from criticizing those events and facts, the scope goes beyond the national surveillance. President Dilma Rousseff reinforced those internet governance principles, as well as the human rights, democracy, transparency, multi-stakeholderism, and she also reinforced cultural diversity and many other principles that are important for us and that we have developed in different ways. Is anyone wanted to hold the floor right now? So, Joanna speaking again. So taking into account her speech, interpreters apologize, but we are not receiving Joanna's audio. Joanna speaking again. Can you hear me now? Is that better? So, as I was saying before, taking into account her speech, President Dilma Rousseff met with Fadi, ICANN's CEO. Can you hear me now? So, Joanna speaking. So, President Rousseff met with Fadi, and the Montevideo Declaration appeared. Or internet community reinforced the need to work on continuous efforts to deal with internet governance and to think about how to involve in terms of international participation and multi-sectoral participation. After that meeting, there was a new proposal of this event in Brazil. The idea is to have a summit, and this came from the Vale IGF. There in Vale, the Brazilian delegation was a high-level delegation composed of the Minister of Communication, and presidential representatives, policy, information technology policy representatives from the Ministry of Information Technology. So it was a high, very high level representation in the IGF. And there they had several meetings with the technical community, the internet society, the civil society, with other countries to share the idea of this event. Based on that, and taking into account the IGF, I can launch it. Launched the idea of OneNet, to involve the technical community as well as the civil society, apart from ICANN, in the governance discussions. And in the IGF, there was the idea of having a high-level panel to discuss or to have a debate about the principles, the structures, and how to move forward. That panel met for the first time last week on Thursday and Friday. And they came up with an agenda with different meetings that are coordinated. So this panel will produce a report, will produce a draft report. And this will be an input for the Brazilian event. But after that event, they will meet again to produce the final draft. And that final draft will be useful to feed other intimate events or other important meetings, such as the Internet Coalition meeting or the WISIS high-level meeting. This is very important because we are now in the process of building the WISIS, so the idea is to change the scenario. We still don't know how, but after the UN General Assembly, many modalities were being discussed to review the WISIS, if they will have a summit or not. And this is a topic that is being discussed nowadays. So, going back to the IGF. This is an event, or this was an event, to see different reactions and negotiations. And after the launching of OneNet, there was a high-level panel that is now working. This high-level, as I said before, met for the first time. And after that, after the IGF, we had the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires. I know that many of you were present at that meeting. And there we had a meeting with FADI. And in that meeting, it was discussed OneNet, the role of OneNet, and the process of the Brazilian event, but also the process of ICANN internationalization. Not long ago, there was an election process started within the different communities to elect the members for the OneNet committee, and this committee will have a very important role in terms of clarifying the function of this new network with many multi-stakeholders in a wider sense. Apart from that, during the ICANN meeting week, the committee, the Internet Committee, met And it produced a very important press release with information regarding the general objectives of the conference, which main objective is to look for consensus based on the governance and to have accepted and principles and objectives among all those stakeholders. And let me see how to put it, and an improvement in the architecture, institutional architecture, and internet governance. So these are the main objectives of the event. Of course, they are wide objectives. In order to achieve those goals, there have been some discussions with the Brazilian government. They presented an organization structure or plan to organize this meeting or conference into different committees. They will be high-level committees. Some of them will be responsible for political participation and for improving and fostering participation, community participation. They will have a multi-stakeholder approach. They will be in charge of the event organization. They will be in charge of drafting the agenda and, of course, of dealing with the participants. There will be a logistic committee, an organization committee, and there will also be a governmental committee created or composed by the government. They will decide the name of the conference. This is a meeting, not a summit, because a summit, the idea of a summit is something, it's a mere description, but it is not applicable to the government. So this is something for all the multi-stakeholders. What else can I say? Well, we are now focusing and trying to see how many participants will be invited to the event and to the committees. We have an email address. This is a communication channel for anyone who would like to contribute to or with suggestions, comments. There are certain organizations such as the APC, which have made their contributions, general contributions, regarding the different topics to be dealt with in the event and how to include other participants. So this is a channel that is open for everyone. And on the other hand, we need to better understand the relationship existing among the different panels and the event. The high-level panel within ICANN and the relationship this panel has with this event. And when it comes to the meeting that was held last week, there were reports and information that came up regarding the different dates and agendas of different events. I shared with Fatima an invitation and an update, and I'm posting the link on the chat. So these are different updates that have to do with the preparation of the plenipotentiary meeting for the ITU. And we still need to include information regarding the Brazil meeting and the high-level panel, but I will improve this link so as to integrate all the information. Because as you can see, this is very interesting. We are in a very particular point. All these events are being carried out, and they are interrelated somehow. And the context or within the framework of surveillance and governance, well, this is important, and this caught the attention of the technical community, the social, the civil society, and some other members of the community. So the idea is to deal with emerging topics related to the internet governance. So I think that I have spoken enough, so perhaps now I can give the floor to you so that you can ask questions. Sylvia, Helen, later speaking. Thank you very much, Joanna. Your explanation was very clear. This is very interesting for us. Of course, we had some information about this because we had some information from Fadi, but your summary was really good. So thank you very much. I have many people putting their hands up, so now I will give the floor to Carlton Samuels. Go ahead, Carlton.
Thank you, Sylvia. This is Carlton Samuels for the record. Thank you, Joanna, for laying out the agenda as well as you did. I just thought I might add a few bits and pieces and see where we go from here. First of all, let me say from a development perspective, which is the perspective from which Caribbean countries see the Internet and the role of the Internet, we are for one Internet, and it's based on a simple proposition. The bigger the crowd, the greater the opportunity to influence, the greater the opportunity to extract value, and the greater the opportunity to accrete wealth. That is why we are for one Internet. With respect to governance, we would wish for the world to know that we expect to be at the table because it is in our interest, development interest, and we would wish to speak on our own behalf. So whatever the arrangement, we will resist any effort to put small countries, small island developing states such as Jamaica or Trinidad and Tobago or Barbados on the sidelines of internet governance. We want to be accommodated and we want our place at the table because we have some things to say. With respect to the matter that is the people allege is the rationale for the Brazil plenip that is being planned. We understand the matter of surveillance and we totally agree that privacy is important. And we want to hope that every player on the internet have that same goal. But we are not going to be sidelined by the dispute with its surveillance because what we know is very clear. Everybody is listening to everybody else so long as you have the capacity and the will to do it. Surveillance and being what we call in the Caribbean being fast, which is to say bothering other people's business. It's not new. From the first time we had the Neanderthal Zog who learned to grunt and apply value to the grunts, there's always some other Neanderthal who was saying, what the hell did he mean by that? People like to know. From the first time, the first guy who drew a stick man in the mud in Sumeria on the riverside, and he gave meaning to that stick man in the mud. Somebody went over his shoulder and asked, what does that mean? So we understand that. It is natural. And there are people in the world who have developed the capacity that cost hundreds of billions of dollars to hear everything I have to say and everything that you have to say. And I don't suspect that they will simply be dissuaded to continue doing that. It might go underground, but it is not about to go away. So what do we do? As a practical matter, we have to learn to hide in plain sight. And we have methods to do just that. We call it encryption and various other schemes. So we know that that is only a small answer to that problem. But we also know it isn't very useful to talk about it because it's not going to go away. The hundreds of billions that are invested in infrastructure to snoop is there for the long haul. They will always say, well, we are not listening to our own people. We are just listening to the other people in the world. Okay. That makes those of us without the capacity cannon fodder. We accept that. We are not going to let that go away anytime soon. So our hope for the summit is to come up with a way to effect a more perfect governance mechanism that leaves nobody behind. We are for the multi-stakeholder model. We are for full participation. And we are for active participation of everybody who has an interest in the Internet being open and continue to be one. Thank you.
This is Sylvia Herding speaking. Joanna, I don't know if you would like to make a comment after listening to Carlton's comment, or would you rather get all the questions and then address them all together? This is Joanna speaking. We can continue. We can carry on, please. Sylvia Herding speaking. Okay, very well. So I give the floor to Fatima now. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Joanna, for your excellent explanation. It was very clear. It was very easy to understand the different stages involved in the preparation for the meeting in Brazil. A summary of the London meeting has been circulated, and I would like to consult you or ask you about certain points about that meeting. It is no longer called a high-level panel, as it used to be called, and now it is called the Panel on Global Internet Cooperation and Governance Mechanisms. So my question is, why do you think this change was made? We do not have a lot of information about that. Personally, I believe it is a suitable change because in relation to what Carlton was saying, then this is more inclusive. It wouldn't be a high-level meeting that one imagines to be more of a governmental type, if you will, and this would give room so that others or room for other stakeholders to participate. Then, in terms of the London meeting, it was decided to accept a civil society representative. Only one person was accepted as a civil society representative, so we would have only one person representing the civil society. How can we, civil society organizations, get more room to participate in this meeting or in this meeting, sorry, in this process in preparation for the meeting in Brazil? Thank you. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. We do not see any questions typed in the chat room, so Joanna, if you could please address Carlton's and Fatima's comments. Go ahead, please. This is Joanna speaking. Okay. Regarding the first panel that was formed, or the formation of the first panel, well, no civil society members were included. I am now sharing a link to the original panel, and you will see no civil society representative was included then. Then we spoke with Fadi about this, and Fadi said, okay, let us appoint someone. Some civil society networks, APC among them, and other networks in the civil society, several civil society networks, got together and they thought about Newton Miller and they thought about the other candidate. At the beginning, this was not accepted. Expert participation was accepted, experts from the civil society in their capacity as observers. So Henriette was accepted, Newton was not accepted, and now we have other experts, Wolfgang, for example, Bertrand de la Chapelle, people from the Diplo Foundation. So we have participants in their capacity as experts. And we have Lagnik's report on this, or comments on this meeting, and it's a very good report, so I recommend you reading it. So from the report, what we see is that these experts will also be part, or will also be drafting the report produced by this panel, and there will be some times or instances in which contributions will be made. However, as far as I know, these contributions will also be made by OneNet. So we are at this stage now. The NOMCOM appointed civil society representatives apart from Anya, from India, Vladimir, among others, that will be part of the OneNet steering committee. So right now, we are at a very interesting juncture because we still need some definition. So we can suggest processes, representation processes. We can suggest content or propose content. We can even propose or make proposals in terms of internet governance structures. And we can start getting involved. And this is the time for us to provide input. Apart from that, in terms of surveillance, well, surveillance will be addressed, but not as thoroughly now. I think it will be addressed at a principal level. At the UN General Assembly, the third committee approved a resolution or adopted a resolution that is still to be adopted by the General Assembly. Brazil and Germany were the proponents regarding privacy in the digital era, and it is believed that a study will be carried out and other meetings will take place in order to evaluate how to address surveillance issues. Many of you must have noted that last week Internet companies produced a statement including or reflecting their principles. They focused on reforming government surveillance practices. This is an interesting but also critical initiative. There are other texts that are more complete or more thorough and do not only address reforming government practices but also corporate practices. And I shared a link in the chat room. There's a newsletter that is being produced every 15 days. It's a newsletter that deals with or addresses privacy and surveillance, that deals with policy issues, and it contains information about technical tools that we can use in order to protect ourselves a little bit more and depend less on policy changes. Are there any further questions at this point? Sylvia Herling speaking. Jose would like to take the floor. Go ahead, Jose. You have the floor. This is Jose Arce speaking. First of all, Joanna, I thank you very much in my capacity as chair of the region. I thank you very much for joining us. I couldn't join the conference call right from the start, so my apologies for that. I joined 10 minutes later, but I was able to listen to most of your presentation. So my question has to do with something Natalia asked in the chat room. That is, what can La Crallo do in order to cooperate, to participate in the Brazil meeting, if necessary? And also, Fadi, ICANN's CEO, well, when he was asked about getting somebody to represent the civil society, well, it seems that he focused on GCLDs, but he didn't focus on communities. That is, we in La Crallo are thinking or thought about this because although we claimed or we made a claim to Fadi about this, and we expressed this to the ALAC chair, that is, we want somebody from our community to be present. Well, can you please tell us if somebody in our community representing civil society can be part of that OneNet committee? Because to my mind, personally, I think that our at-large community must have a representative there. We have plenty of qualified people. So we can get civil society representatives from other places so that they can go to the steering committee. Thank you. This is Joanna speaking. Thank you. Your question is very good. The issue of representativeness is more and more important, and there's always a problem that arises. I am getting familiar with different communities within ICANN. And maybe I am totally wrong, but I thought that the NCUC was like the starting point for the debate with the civil society. Maybe I am wrong. Perhaps I am wrong. So how is La Crallo organized? This is Jose Arce speaking, Joanna. I can update you on this, if you will. Basically, people that participate in this other committee where Milton Mueller's name crops up, well, they represent domain names in general, but we in our community at large and within at large La Crallo, representing Latin America and the Caribbean, well, we focus on every type of policies within ICANN. We are an advisory committee. We take on board what other stakeholders are doing and we produce advice. We give advice. So our job or our task is wider in scope, if you will. So we do represent the civil society, but in a wider sense. I don't know why, and I'm trying to find that out through Olivier, that is ALAC's chair. I don't know why we were not taken into account, not even by our colleagues in other stakeholder groups. So it should have been fair to have a representative from each stakeholder group. I don't know if this answers your question. And of course, if somebody else would like to make any other comment or clarification, you are welcome to do so. This is Joanna speaking. Another question that cropped up is a cross-community working group to provide input within ICANN. I The NCSG and at large are there. This is Fatima speaking. Sorry for the interruption. Joanna, I would like to make a point of clarification regarding that point that you are addressing. I understand that that group was formed in Buenos Aires and it was open to ALEC and at-large participation, and our community is represented by Leon Felipe Sanchez. He is a NOMCOM appointed or chosen ALEC member, and then we have Evan and Howley. So we have three ALEC representatives. Personally, I don't know if I missed that meeting in Buenos Aires, but I do not know how that group was formed. I don't know if it was open. I personally would have liked to be a member of that group. I asked to become a member, and the answer was no, because we had three ALEC representatives already. This is what I know about that group. This is Joanna speaking. Well, again, I learned about that group last week, and they will be holding closed meetings, but on the other hand, the group is open, so maybe that is a way of producing strategies that will be fed into one net. It is not clear to me either. It's a working group that we have to pay attention to. I do not have a lot of information about that myself, but the list is open, so excuse me, I am trying to find the link. I don't know if anyone has the link to that list. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Joanna, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have been devoting 46 minutes to this part of our call. I will give the floor to Natalia Enciso, and after that we will have to thank you, and thank you for your presentation. We know it's very late for you because of your time zone. So we will be sending you all the questions that are posted in the chat room so that you can have all the comments that were posted during your presentation and so that you can answer the questions that were posted. Of course, I thank you very much for your participation. It was very interesting, very encouraging. Lacralo has made a statement and now you are a little bit more familiar with us. So surely we will stay in touch from now until April next year. So with that, I now give the floor to Natalia Enciso, and any questions in the chat room will be forwarded to Joanna at a later stage. Natalia, go ahead. You have the floor. This is Natalia speaking. Thank you. First of all, I want to thank Joanna for joining us on this call, for shedding light on this topic, especially taking into account the time now in Geneva. My question has to do with participation. How can Lacralo participate more actively in this meeting? And can you please explain a little bit more about that letter you mentioned, because maybe we can use it as a model so that Lacralo can get involved or engaged. This is Joanna speaking. Okay, if you bear with me, I will look up that link. There's an email about the IGF, and that's open to suggestions. The Internet Steering Committee is in charge of organizing this event together with the Brazilian government. So if you bear with me, I'm trying to find that information, that link. So I believe there are many ways in which we can provide input. We can contribute to the Brazilian or Brazil's agenda by interacting with the Brazilian Internet Steering Committee directly. We can provide input on OneNet with or within ICANN communities, or we can provide input to the people that are members of the highest panel committee. So there are several ways of doing this. So this is in the making. We have to think about this, we have to question, we have to make proposals. We have to make ourselves heard on the different lists. I believe that we need to strike a balance between evolving things and making concrete proposals, while at the same time guaranteeing or ensure that all stakeholders are going to be heard. This started off on the wrong foot because the issue of representation cropped up, especially regarding developing countries that were not considered in the panel. We have two members from Latin America. So that's why we need to contact FADI or make statements or contact the Brazilian government. This is Silvia Herlain speaking. Thank you, Joanna, and excuse me for the interruption, but we do need to proceed with our agenda. However, I do thank you so much for the time you have devoted to this group today. And, of course, all the participants on this call will have your contact details, your email, and they will get in touch with you so that you can keep reinforcing this information. So, once again, thank you very much, and surely we will keep in touch until April. Thank you so much, Joanna. This is Joanna speaking. Thank you. Thank you all. I hope I have been clear, and I have shared an email address. This is an email address so that you can send proposals for the meeting. You can contact the steering committee for the meeting in Brazil. Goodbye and thank you, everybody. This is Silvia Herlain speaking. Okay, so now we are going to proceed with our agenda swiftly. In the interest of time, I would like to address item number 4. We have commented on item 3, the statement produced by Lacrallo on the meeting to be held in Brazil, and everybody has the link to the statement that was also posted by Fatima as well. So I would like to proceed to item 4 on our agenda, that is, results of the vote conducted regarding whether the community wanted to sign an MOU with LACNIC. And today we have the results of that vote. I have posted the link to the results. Oh, I'm being told that this is not the right link. So if anyone can please help me, I would appreciate that. So we can see the results of the vote. Please bear with me while I'll look up this information. So we have 46% in favor, 28.12% against, and 27.81% abstained from voting. And 17.44% of the ALSs did not vote, of active ALSs did not vote within Lacrallo. So, since we have a majority of votes in favor, then I think now we have to focus on how we are going to draft the MOU. On this same page, we have a document, a draft document, so maybe we can use that as a starting point. I would like to hear your views And I would like to give the floor to Jose so that he can chair this part of the meeting. We need to get organized. We need to see or define the next steps towards this MOU between La Cralo and LACNIC. Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking for the record. Thank you, Sylvia. I see Carlton is asking for the floor. So before I continue, Carlton, would you like to take the floor?
Thank you, Jose. This is Carlton for the record. I wanted to ask whether or not the comments that were made during the debate online pertaining to the MOU, whether or not they were evaluated as part of the voting issue. I say that to say that there were quite a few concerns raised as to whether or not we were voting purely on the question, would we like to have an MOU, or the vote was towards the draft MOU that was presented. Thank you.
This is Jose Arce for the record. Thank you, Carlton. We decided to vote whether the region wanted to sign an MOU or not. Nothing was said about the content yet. Regarding the latest online debate, we thought that, first of all, it would be better to know whether we wanted an MOU or not, and then discuss the content of the MOU. My proposal, the proposal I was about to make, was the following: to have at least two people, and not more than two people, in charge of drafting or writing the draft MOU. These two people should be in close contact with LACNIC so that the draft is not far away from reality, if you will. So that was going to be my proposal. I was going to volunteer as one of the members of the drafting team. And then the other member could be Carlton or Deb. That was my idea. Jose Arce is speaking again. I don't know if there is any comment about this point. If not, anyone willing to be part of the drafting team, not more than two or three people, because if not, it would be difficult to coordinate, but anyone is welcome to join the drafting team. We should have a draft text by early January so that we can share that with the community. I will be more than happy to be a member of that drafting team. If you all agree, we can assign the members to this drafting team today and we can proceed, we can move on. Jose Arce speaking again. I see that everybody is typing in the chat room, but nobody wants to take the floor. So I look forward to more volunteers. I see that Oscar would like to join the team. We will seek to have someone from the Caribbean as well so that we can draft this document. While you're all typing, I will move on. And Deb wants to take the floor. So Deb, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is David Ann speaking. Just to say that I'll be willing to be on the drafting team. And, well, I also just want to say that I think that a January deadline is too soon, but that's my initial comment. Thank you.
Jose Arce speaking for the record. Okay, Oscar would like to take the floor. Oscar, go ahead, please. This is Oscar Garcia for the record. So, Jose's question then is if there is somebody that can coordinate this task, would you be in charge of doing that? This is Jose Arce speaking. Well, Oscar, in fact, there would be three of us in this drafting team, and we would agree or coordinate this by exchanging emails if necessary, we can hold a conference call, but if there's only three of us, I believe there's no need for that. The idea is to conduct everything, to do everything in English as our working language. And if Dev thinks that this deadline is a little bit tight, then we can have the draft ready by early February. Oscar Garcia for the records. Okay, I agree with that, and I am willing to help. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, if everybody agrees, then this is the membership of this group, and Carlton is saying that he will be supporting Dev, so that's very welcome. Surely then, by this deadline that we have agreed on, we will produce a draft so that we can get community input. We will now proceed to item 6 on the agenda, that is the Lacrallo representative on the FBSC Crop RT. There vacancy at the time, and Carlos Aguirre was the only one that volunteered. So, and we need to come up with a reply tomorrow at the latest. So we need a third person that will join Dev and Sintra in this subcommittee. So if everybody agrees, then Carlos can be that third person. We can state that for the record, and tomorrow we can communicate that decision. I believe that Carlos is capable, is qualified as a member of that committee, and he will do a very good job. While you all express your views, let us please pass on to the next item on the agenda, that is Lacrallo activities in Atlas 2, GA, in-range activities, etc. Okay, ICANN staff is coordinating our region's activities in the summit that will take place in July next year. So far, Sylvia and I have focused on the Lacrallo General Assembly. It will last 3 hours all in all, and we all need to discuss what other activities we want to perform to do in July in this meeting. So perhaps we can set up another group with two or three people. I believe that the fewer the members, the faster you work, and the and you work more swiftly, maybe four people at the most, getting together in a group to focus on the activities that we can perform in that meeting, making the most of all the ALSs that will be there. Maybe we can work along the same lines as we did in Costa Rica for our region and for all the representatives. The idea is to do something productive so that everyone can take something on board to their respective countries. I don't know if Sylvia or anybody else has a comment at this point.
This is Sylvia Helen Leite. No, that's fine. I totally agree with you. So what I wrote in the chat was it is 3 hours with 20 minutes break for the GA. And even though we have plenty of time, we need to be open and we need to be very accurate in terms of the rooms that we will have in London, because, and that's why we need to be very careful with the activities, because we know, we like working quite a lot, but we need to take into account that this GA will be held in or within ICANN 50s, so we, all of us, need to participate in the ICANN activities meeting. So, Fatima, go ahead, please. You have the floor. This is Fatima Campranero speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. I would like to remind you that within APAC, there are different subgroups, working groups related to Atlas II. These are different working groups. Some of them are related to the contents. And from APAC, we're working for the London meeting. And there, if any of you is interested, well, you can participate. You need to let the staff know about this, and you will be added to the discussion list. They will have conference calls and email lists. So thank you very much, Natalia, for posting that information on the in the chat. Thank you very much. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much. Fatima, Dave, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
This is Devanand Tilaksingh speaking. Just to say that, you know, regarding the General Assembly being, well, 3 hours, one, I hope it's not to say that I'm not looking forward to meeting everybody in the London Summit, and London Summit. However, I hope that there's not going to be a long, we would require the full 3 hours because, one, there's a lot of activities happening during the Atlas Summit. That's one thing. Two, I'm always mindful and I'm always a little bit concerned when they say that when we need to form a small working group to try to come up with something, and then it sprung at the very last minute. So I'm going to emphasize again that there will be transparency and regular publishing of whatever is being discussed, you know, with everybody involved. Otherwise, there will be misunderstandings. That's two. Finally, one quick correction that was said earlier regarding agenda item number 6. This is regarding the Lakwala representative to the FBSC. It is only for the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, not for the Crop Review Team. The Crop Review Team has already been set up. Thank you.
This is Silvia Halenleite. Thank you very much, Deb. Carlton, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Silvia. This is Carlton Samuels, for the record. I want to, Deb has kind of taken away the thunder from what I was going to say, but I want to say it anyhow. We need to be mindful that the time we spend on the General Assembly at London is reduced to the barest minimum. And the way we do that is that we prepare resolutions and we establish the position of Lakralo on the various resolutions before we get to London. So in London, the resolutions can be handled with dispatch. Part of the problem we have in our General Assembly is that we wait until the Assembly to make the proposals face-to-face, and then we spend the time debating the proposal. Some proposals can be made before we get to the General Assembly, and the positions can be established long before we get to the General Assembly, so that when we get to the General Assembly, they are merely for adoption by the committee. It is very important for us to ensure that that practice is enabled for the next General Assembly. Secondly, the question of these small working groups. As you know, I am not a big fan of small insular working groups because I believe in crowdsourcing, especially when you're talking about knowledge and policy. It's best to crowdsource. So the more persons involved, the more persons have visibility on the issue, to me, the better the opportunity to gain some useful output. So whatever we do, I would hope that we make it to the largest possible group in the shortest possible time. That is to say, even if we begin with a small committee, the deliberations must be shared on a regular basis with a larger group. So in the end, you have as much opportunity as possible for the larger group to air their views on whatever proposal is developed by the smaller group. I know it's about the General Assembly, but as I look at the landscape of the issues that we will have to deal with as a group representing users, end users, there are some major policy debates that I feel that we should begin to embrace so that our voices can be recorded as part of a solution, as opposed to sitting on the sidelines and waiting for everybody else to pronounce, and then we say, yeah, it sounds like it. So, again, I implore you that let us begin to look at the larger issues that we should have concern about. Let us begin to put them on the agenda for discussions, put them on the group list. Let us begin to access the crowd to get as much information as possible, as much feelings as people have on any issue as possible. And then when we get to London, we would have come to a firm decision of what the sense of La Carallo is, and we don't waste time debating the issues for 3 hours there. Thank you.
Silvia speaking. Thank you, Carson. Juan Manuel, you have the floor. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Silvia. Part of what I wanted to say was already expressed by Carson, but hello, everyone. My name is Juan Manuel Rojas for the record. We are now basically talking about our general agenda, but I would like to focus or say that we should pay attention to different points, and we can also perform different types of activities. We can start talking about, for example, a study, the presentation of a study performed within the region regarding the internet users that we have in the region. I don't know, these are just examples, but the idea is that apart from the GA, we can perform other activities so that we can make the most of that general assembly, that general meeting. That is my comment. So we need to take into account, we need to be very focused, and we also need to take into account that we can carried out other activities within our region as we did in Buenos Aires. That's all. Thank you very much. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. And Jose said before, we are also taking this into account because we want to organize and see what other activities we'll be carrying out. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I would like to make sure that I am understanding what Carson is saying. If I understand, I do agree with what he is saying. We need to focus on substantive issues heading for the London meeting, and not only we do not only need to focus on procedures, but I would like to remind you all that today there was an email on the list indicating the different topics, policy topics that are open within ALAC, and I couldn't see any reply. So please read the email and indicate if you are willing to work on those issues. And on the other hand, I would like to make a proposal if Carlton agrees. As he has already participated in the Mexico summit, he has a concrete idea about the summit. So I would like to ask him if he could volunteer to lead the way or to pave the way for this London meeting and tell us the steps that we need to follow to have substantive and concrete proposals. That's all. Thank you very much. Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose Arzo speaking for the record. Two comments. I do agree with Fatima. We would like to see if Carlton has time and he can take the lead for that activity. And when it comes to Carlton's comment, well, I do agree with what he said. We need to create and proceed with the agenda, but we still need to agree on the content of the agenda. And we need to make decisions about this. We need to discuss substantive topics. So once the agenda is defined, well, we need to reach consensus. And secondly, Carson said that he likes big groups. Well, I do not agree with him. I like small groups, but I would like to clarify this. I would like the participation of the community does not depend on the size of the group, but it depends on the communication channel. And if people do or do not use that communication channel, because we can have a working group composed by two or three people, and we can have a wide contact with the community and a greater follow-up. So, we need to take into account the communication, the fluency of the communication. And I personally believe that working in a small group can produce better results than other groups. So that was my proposal. Anyway, the amount of people participating in a group, working group will be decided by the region. That is just my point of view. According to what I have seen during these 2 years that I have been the chair of LACRALO. So this is, of course open to opinions. Now, if there are no further comments regarding this particular point or topic on the agenda, Sylvia, I would like to, let's see, I see Carton is typing. Carton, if you would like to take the floor and make any comment, go ahead, please.
This is Carlton speaking. I want to probably explain what I meant when I said I prefer the larger group possible. One of the things that we do in LACRALO less well is involve greater numbers in the business of LACRALO. And to me, we should do what we must to gather more people in sharing the thinking and the work of LACRALO. It is okay for us to have a small group that could jumpstart a process, but as soon as that process is jumpstarted, I believe we have a duty of care to find methods and means by which we gather more input from the larger group of membership. I think it's not that we, when I see people in LACRALO, I see them as thinking people who have opinions and who I know can contribute and have the what it takes to provide significant contribution to any issue that we might bring up. And I think we have to find ways to get them involved at the earlier stage. I have purposely stepped back from doing lots of stuff because I think we need others to come forward, and we need others to come forward and demonstrate that they can do stuff, they think, they read, they understand. And it's not true. I am now convinced more than ever that we have a larger group of persons who are capable of providing input. We've just not been able to mobilize them into that active involvement. And my worry is to ensure that we don't perpetuate a situation where we continue depending on the few small group. To move things along while there are others out there who might be gainfully included in any of the initiatives that we undertake here in LACRALO. So that's my plea. As we form the groups, even just small groups to kick off a process, please remember that we must find a way to bring in others from the larger group so that we have good ferment and good participation from the larger membership. That's what I'm concerned about, Jose. And it's not to say that you can't start off with a small group, but there must be some kind of mechanism by which we will begin to include others in working on the issues. Thank you.
Jose Arce for the record. Thank you very much, Cotton, for your comment. I fully agree with your words. The way in which Lagrallo is functioning, well, we can see that sometimes it does not work. The scheme is not working. And I, as a chair, and Sylvia is the secretary, well, we were not able to achieve that. I mean, what I'm trying to do is to find other ways to achieve participation. I mean, when I say a small group, well, if we can have a small group with a greater or with a very good contact with the community, that's good. We also see that with the groups that were created in Costa Rica. In Costa Rica, we had four groups, four working groups with 10 participants, and only four participants ended up working. There were people who did not reply to the emails, people who did not participate. So this is a continuous situation with Lagrallo. And I have seen this throughout the different conference calls. And as in my case, as the leader of the region, well, I feel frustrated somehow. But at the end of the day, well, I say I don't need to feel frustrated because we are volunteers, and perhaps there might be people who cannot work or who cannot contribute, and nobody is or can say anything about this because we need to start working and we need to have input. So that's why my idea of having small groups where we can know that those four people, for example, participate and have a clear and concrete understanding of the topic, and they have a very close relationship with the community. If, for example, we have a big group and that group will have a contact with the community once a month, well, they should have contact with the community perhaps every single week. But if we have a small group and they have a close contact with the community, well, that's fine as well. And if someone wants to be part of a small group, well, that's fine because nobody can prohibit or we are looking for ways to increase participation, and we also need to take into account the different topics of interest of people working in the region. So that was my point of view, Carlton. I hope you understand this, but as I said before, we have the same dynamics, and we will see how we can work with that. So thank you very much for your comment. You know that I always take into account your words. I need now to move forward with the agenda. We have two important topics to discuss. One of them is elections for Lagrallo's chair and secretary. Sylvia, would you like to take the floor? Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. I see that some participants had to leave the call. This is the last meeting of the year, so I have posted in the chat the dates regarding the election process that we will have in January next year. Since we don't have time, I posted that information in the chat, and this will be posted on the wiki. This is process, and in order to organize ourselves, we are following the rules of procedures. We will start with the nominations for the secretary and chair positions in January, and the rest of the dates, well, you can consult that information on the wiki and in the chat, and we still have 7 minutes for the call. Thank you very much. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. I will speak now about item number 9, and then we will have some time for other questions. When it comes to item number 9, you know, Sergio Salinas Porto is the person in charge of this topic. I received some emails where the community would like to know when the community was called to participate, because there were many people interested in participating in this subcommittee. I do not have a reply right now. I don't know when the call was open, when Sergio was was called to participate in that working group. And when Sergio was appointed to that working group, and so I will forward this question to Sergio, and Sergio will reply to the questions. So this is for all the people who ask me about the process, and Sergio will be able to answer directly to the community. Now, Silvia, you have the floor. Silvia Jaleleita speaking. I would like to say that Sergio is part of this committee because in a meeting in Buenos Aires when Maureen came to explain this to us, he volunteered to be the liaison, and Maureen is in contact with all the relos, and he volunteered himself to be the liaison for La Coralo. And some people also participated in the group after Buenos Aires, but in fact there was not a formal procedure to create this this working group, this subcommittee. This took place in an ALAC meeting. That's all. Thank you very much. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. I see that some people are happy with being spontaneous, but some other people need consensus from the community. So let's see what happens with this. I will forward all the questions to Sergio. So please, I think that you can be part of this subcommittee. Perhaps we should ask Sergio. I don't have a reply or an answer to give you right now, but if you would like to be a member, I think that you can do it. And I see that Sergio will, Fatima is saying that Sergio will provide a report. And I would like to ask the staff if Sergio sent the report regarding this ALAC matrix subcommittee. Silvia Helen later speaking. Well, we have not received any report by Sergio Salinas Porto. We still do not have any report. So, Jose Arce speaking. Okay. So now we can bring this call to a close. Fatima, you have the floor. 2 minutes, please. Fatima Cambronera speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. Jose, we need to discuss the last item on the agenda, like valid policy issues. I would like to make a motion for next conference call. This should be in the following call, the item number one, because if we are asking for involvement on substantive and important issues, we cannot leave these items or these topics at the end. We need to discuss the policy issues, and please, for next call, put this item as item number one on the agenda. Thank you very much. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. We will do so, no problem. This item some time ago was item number two or three on the agenda. I don't know why now it is item number 10, but we will place it as item number 2 or 3 on the agenda. I see Deb would like to take the floor. Deb, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is Dave speaking. Just a reminder, the community regional outreach travel program has begun, and this region, La Coralo, has available 5 travel slots. So we really do need to identify, travel for outreach purposes for which we can send up to 5 persons. So, but the travel had to take place before June 30th, 2014. And you're required to submit this to the crop review team 8 weeks in advance. So, so please think about some events that might be useful for attend for outreach purposes. So, and of course, Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad.
Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Dev, for your reminder. Alberto Soto, you have 30 seconds. In fact, 35 seconds, because you're a friend of mine. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, taking into account Deb's reminder, I think we can take into account the plan that we presented, that which was not approved for next year, so we can make the most of those travels or events. We have, there are 17 countries where we do not have ALSs, so we can create a plan to attract the different ALSs in the region. Jose Arce speaking. Okay. Excellent. Alberto, thank you very much for your comment. We know that this funding was rejected, was not approved for Lagrallo. So this is our last conference call of the year. So I would like to thank you all for this very active year. Undoubtedly, it was a very participatory year. We had a lot of participation. We have new ALSs. So it was, for me, as the chair of the region, it was very nice to share this year with you, and I hope you feel the same. I believe that with the passing of time, this region will become one, and the differences that we identified in Costa Rica and before Costa Rica, they will start disappearing as the footprints in the sea or in the beach. So I am very happy with the results, because from my position as a chair, I would like to see a very one region, a unified region. So I wish you a very happy new year, and I hope this year has been very productive for you, and I wish you have a very productive year next year, and for you and for your families, because families are very important for human beings. So please tell your family that you love your family. And thank you very much to the interpreters. Thank you very much to the staff. Thank you, Sylvia, and thank you, all the participants in the Spanish and English channels. So happy New Year. Sylvia, Halela is speaking. Thank you very much, Jose, and thank you all for this wonderful year. Thank you very much. Silvia Banco speaking. Thank you very much, and happy New Year.
And thanks again to the interpreters. All the best for the season. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Dev. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. You too.
Thank you, Dev.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Sabrina and Veronica.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and have a wonderful New Year.
Merry Christmas to you too. All the best.
Okay. Bye now.